This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Vermont's Speaker of the House has been speaking out recently about a painful personal issue, one that forced him to abandon his candidacy for governor of Vermont. Shep Smith's wife, Melissa, was recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and that reality has led not just to a suspended political campaign, but to a call to expand and simplify health care coverage for Vermonters. And Shep Smith isn't pulling any punches about his frustrations with the current health care system. He joins us now on the line from our studios in Montpelier to talk more about how he feels health care could be improved in the state of Vermont. And Shep Smith, thank you so much for being with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Now, I know this is kind of a difficult issue to talk about. Let me ask first, how is your wife, Melissa, doing since her diagnosis?
Well, we are really lucky. We have gotten great care at the UVM Medical Center as well as at Copley. She's doing all right. We're in the middle of chemo, and during that time, there are ups and downs, as many Vermonters know, because many Vermonters experience this.
Well, what was it like for you personally when you first found out the news? And, you know, your family, too. I mean, this must be a difficult thing to absorb.
It was a very difficult thing to absorb. I think when we first learned about the news, you know, what became clear was that was going to have to be the focus of what the family was dealing with over the next coming weeks and months. And then there's just the initial uncertainty about what the diagnosis looks like.
Well, I'm wondering then about your frustration that you expressed, because you did say you're getting great care, you feel as though you're in good hands. What was the frustration when dealing with taking a look at the health situation with this particular incident?
I can tell you, as somebody who thinks they have a pretty good handle on things, it is very, very difficult to figure out what you have to pay, what is owed, who it goes to. It's a very stressful process that is built onto another stressful process, which is just the whole, you know, dealing with the healthcare issues themselves and all the family issues that come along with that. That in particular was what was pretty frustrating from my standpoint. And you know, and I know that we're lucky in that we have a little money put aside so that if we needed to make up for the deductible, we could do that. But for a lot of Vermonters, they just don't have that possibility.
Now, you've backed a plan that would essentially be an expansion of the popular Dr. Dinosaur program in Vermont, which currently provides coverage to income-eligible children up to the age of 18. As I understand it, you'd like to see that broadened to Vermonters up to 26 years old in what amounts to a kind of single-payer type plan. And this gets to what you were talking about with simplifying things. But critics, including Vermont's House Minority Leader, say that would simply be too expensive. How would Vermont be able to afford that kind of expanded coverage?
I think that the Minority Leader does bring up a legitimate issue. And what I've backed is a study to see whether this expansion would actually save Vermonters money. So that's what we're going to try to push through this year, is to do a study of it. I think what people forget is that Dr. Dinosaur is one of the most successful public health programs that we've ever put in place in the state of Vermont. It made sure that the majority of Vermont's kids had health care, even if their parents didn't, and even if their parents had high deductible plans. So they had access without having to worry about whether they could pay for it or not. And my view is that we ought to expand that to all Vermont's kids, because even if you make $60,000 a year or more, and maybe you're outside of the current Dr. Dinosaur program, if you have a high deductible plan, say $6,500 deductible, that really causes you to question whether you're going to take your kid to the doctor or not.
I want to get back to this issue of a study to find out whether or not it would actually save Vermonters money. And again, returning to House Minority Leader Don Turner, he said that he would vote to shelf any such study. And the reason, again, and you've acknowledged that he has a point here, is that the state is already looking at a roughly $60 million budget gap. And the study itself would cost money. And his point is, we just can't keep spending on things like even a study to find out if your plan would eventually save money.
Well, my view is, if there's a possibility that we can do something better that would lead to better improvements for the health of young Vermonters, and that might also be attractive from an economic development perspective, then that's money well spent. We spend money looking at different ways that we could do things all the time. We do that both in the public sector and in the private sector. And if we have the possibility of improving health outcomes, making this state more attractive for young people because you don't have to go out and buy health insurance, and the net impact is that it would cost less, well, I think that's a study worth doing.
You know, people that have had serious health problems either themselves or with a family member often have a different perspective once this really kind of hits home. And I'm wondering if that's an experience that you felt. I mean, until your family was faced with this serious healthcare issue that your wife, Melissa, is dealing with, did you have a different kind of look at issues related to healthcare? Has your perspective changed at all?
I do think my perspective has changed. I mean, we had two healthcare situations this year. My wife, unfortunately, tore her Achilles tendon in May. We had to go through the process of getting surgery for that as well. And we have a plan that ended in the middle of the year. So we've had two deductibles that we've had to meet in this particular calendar year. And that kind of experience, trying to figure out what you owe, what you don't owe, and having to work through how to pay all the bills and the complications and the added stress, really, I think, has given me extra insight into why we need a more simplified system.
What is next for you and your family? You've suspended your run for governor. Will you keep fighting for expansion of the Dr. Dinosaur program and your House speakership? I mean, how are you going to juggle all these things?
Well, I mean, I will return as House Speaker for this next session. And as I said before, I do not plan to run for the House again, nor for Speaker. I don't know what's next. We've got a lot of healthcare appointments and stuff like that, and the kids are doing skiing and basketball and have activities. So it's going to be a busy, busy winter for us. And then we'll figure out what's going on after the treatment's done.
I imagine you're getting a lot of well wishes and support from the community and folks in Vermont.
What the beautiful thing about Vermont is the community comes together. When I announced that I was going to suspend my campaign, our fridge is full and we have flowers all over the house. And it's just been a remarkable amount of love and support. And thank you to everybody that's provided it.
House Speaker Shep Smith, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Mitch.